Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 10, Scene 2, Narada's Thinking. Because the great sage was compassionate upon Nalakubra and Manigriva, he wanted to finish their false enjoyment of intoxication and association with young girls, and wanted them to see Lord Krishna eye to eye. Narada conceived of cursing them as follows. Narada said that the attraction for material enjoyment is due to an increase in the mode of passion. A person in the material world, when favored by the material opulence of riches, generally becomes addicted to three things: intoxication, sex, and gambling. Materially opulent men, being puffed up with the accumulation of wealth, also become so merciless that they indulge in killing animals by opening slaughterhouses, and they think that they themselves will never die. Such foolish persons, forgetting the laws of nature, become overly infatuated with the body. They forget that the material body, even though very much advanced in civilization, up to the position of demigods, will finally be burned to ashes. And while one is living, whatever the external condition of the body may be, within the body there is only stool, urine, and various kinds of worms. Thus, being engaged in jealousy and violence to other bodies, materialists cannot understand the ultimate goal of life. And without knowing this goal of life, they generally glide down to a hellish condition. In their next birth, such foolish persons commit all kinds of sinful activities on account of this temporary body, and they are even unable to consider whether this body actually belongs to them. Generally, it is said that the body belongs to the persons who feed the body. One might therefore consider whether this body belongs to one personally or to the master to whom one renders service. The master of slaves claims full right to the bodies of the slaves because the master feeds the slaves. It may be questioned then whether the body belongs to the father, who is the seed-giving master of this body, or to the mother, who develops the child's body in her womb. Foolish persons are engaged in committing all sorts of sins due to the misconception of identifying the material body with the self. But one should be intelligent enough to understand to whom this body actually belongs. A foolish person indulges in killing other animals to maintain the body, but does not consider whether this body belongs to one or to one's father or mother or grandfather. Sometimes a grandfather or a father gives his daughter away in charity to a person with the view of getting back the daughter's child as a son. The body may also belong to a stronger man who forces it to work for him. Sometimes the slave's body is sold to the master on the basis that the body will belong to the master. And at the end of life, the body belongs to the fire, because the body is given to the fire and burned to ashes, or else the body is thrown into the street to be eaten by dogs and vultures. So before committing all kinds of sins just to maintain the body, one should understand to whom the body belongs. Ultimately, it is concluded that the body is a product of material nature, and at the end, it merges into material nature. Therefore, the conclusion should be that the body belongs to material nature. One should not wrongly think that the body belongs to him or her. To maintain a false possession, therefore, why should one indulge in killing? Why should one kill innocent animals just to maintain the body? When a man is infatuated with the false prestige of opulence, he does not care for any moral instruction, but instead indulges in wine, women, and animal killing. In such circumstances, a poverty-stricken man is often better situated because a poor man thinks of himself in relation to other bodies. A poor man often does not wish to inflict injuries upon other bodies because the poverty-stricken man can understand more readily that when one is injured, one feels pain. As such, the great sage Narada considered that because the demigods Nalakura and Manigriva were so infatuated by false prestige, they should be put into a condition of life devoid of opulence. A person who has a pinprick in one's body does not wish others to be pricked by pins. A considerate man in the life of poverty does not wish others to be also put into that condition. Generally, it is seen that one who has risen from a poverty-stricken life and then becomes wealthy creates some charitable institution at the end of life so that other poverty-stricken men might be benefited. In short, a compassionate poor man may consider others' pains and pleasures with empathy. A poor man may be seldom puffed up with false pride and may be freed from all kinds of infatuation. The poverty-stricken man may remain satisfied by whatever he gets for his maintenance by the grace of the Lord. To remain in a poverty-stricken condition is a kind of austerity. According to Vedic culture, therefore, the Brahmanas, as a matter of routine, keep themselves in a poverty-stricken condition to save themselves from the false prestige of material opulence. False prestige due to advancement of material prosperity is a great impediment for spiritual emancipation. A poverty-stricken man cannot become unnaturally fat by eating more and more. And on account of not being able to eat more than required, one's senses are not very turbulent. And when the senses are not very turbulent, one cannot become violent. Another advantage of poverty is that a saintly person can easily enter a poor man's house, and thus the poor man can take advantage of the saintly person's association. A very opulent man does not allow anyone to enter his house, and therefore the saintly persons cannot enter. According to the Vedic system, a saintly person takes the position of a mendicant so that on the plea of begging something from the householder, the saintly person can enter any house. The householder, who has usually forgotten everything about spiritual advancement, because he is busy maintaining family affairs, can be benefited by the association of a saintly person. There is a great chance for the poor man to become liberated through association with a saint. So, of what use are persons who are puffed up with material opulence and prestige if they are bereft of the association of saintly persons and devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.